Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, Our Father, Help Us.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. The Gospel of the Lord. Many years ago, when my sister was a young mother, on a visit to her and her family, I noticed a poster taped to the wall over her washing machine. It said something like this, Dear God, there are days when I have only one word for prayer. And then in bold red capital letters was the word H-E-L-P, help, followed by an exclamation point. At the time, she had four rambunctious little boys, the oldest 7 years old. So this was a perfect prayer for her, appropriately located in the spot where she spent countless hours doing never-ending laundry. This a really brief prayer, one in which she did not babble, as Jesus says of the pagans. As Jesus goes on in this portion of the Sermon on the Mount, his teaching on prayer stresses more than brevity. First of all, he indicates that our prayer is relational, personal, and all-inclusive, addressing God as our parent, our Father, a Father who knows us to the core of our being, who cares about our needs, our longings, our capabilities, our weaknesses, and loves us unconditionally. Most of us memorized the Our Father as children and have undoubtedly recited it many times since then. And we all know the risk of merely saying the memorized word without reflection. Perhaps that's the jolting reminder on hearing this gospel selection today, to honestly reflect on each petition that we offer in its words. We might be drawn to consider, for example, are there any I really resist or find hard to say and mean what I say? How about thy will be done? For most of us, I would suggest autonomy and independence, you know, my will, please. These illusions die hard. And what about forgive us as we forgive? Do I really want God to act like me or us in this regard? I suspect that we all have at least some resistance to these petitions when we think about them very intentionally. That is why Gerhard Lohfink, the German biblical scholar and theologian, calls the Our Father a dangerous prayer. He writes, and I quote, Every line in the Our Father is about disciples forgetting their own desires and plans for their lives and desiring only what God wills. In that sense, it is a dangerous prayer. End quote. So, a powerful, brief prayer given to all of us disciples by Jesus himself. As we grow, our prayer life takes us along different routes, new pathways. That holy longing, in the words of Ronald Rollheiser, in each soul rises and assumes a variety of forms, hopefully ever deepening our relationship with God. Rollheiser alludes to the New Testament story of Jesus sending the fishermen apostles back out on the water after they have returned with empty nets, telling them to go out to deeper waters. Against the background of that story, he says of our prayer efforts, when we are catching nothing but our own emptiness, it is time to put out into the deep. Wherever or however our prayer attempts that movement into deep water, we pray with awful wonder on the foundation for it all in the prayer that Jesus gives us in today's gospel. No matter our illusions or resistances, with or without a poster to remind us, we know in faith that help from a loving God is ours when we pray with humble trust, Our Father.